Shit. God damn.
Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, now you get washed up.
Damn, shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
All right, we in this bitch now. I don't know if this nigga ready or not. Shit.
I was born ready.
All right, so IG Live, if you're on IG Live right now, of course, you can go to eblockradio.com. to see the full view of shit, if you don't want to see my luxurious beard all in the camera dancing. Oh man, Broder just checked in. What up, though? All right, let's do it, though. We're going to give it a shot. I don't hear no door and shit. Might be yellow. Let's do it. Y'all niggas ready? You all right, though?
Yeah, man.
You want me to turn the music on?
Don't wait on you.
All right, let's do it, man. Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
And there will be Earth, sir. I'll wait for that shit.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, man. It is the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, man. Good morning to you suckers and shit, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
What up, Squares?
I got my man Shod in the building.
What mom be saying? Uh-huh.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. From the 48205, man, what the fuck is the deal, boy? It's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving and shit, so we're gonna talk a little shit about Thanksgiving. I know I was fucking around this morning, fucking with nephew and shit, so I didn't get a chance to actually post the topic today. So the topic today, man, we're talking about funny Thanksgiving Day stories, dog. That's what we're talking about. So we just gonna wild out a little bit. But before we get to that, you straight?
Mm-hmm.
Say something,
though. Something.
There, all right, we good. I didn't hear you singing and shit, so I couldn't tell if it was loud enough and shit. This nigga's up. Nah, so we gonna talk a little shit beforehand. Money, wherever you at, I guess you overslept and shit, but I guess my man Shy go take your spot. He already said Earth, sir.
First time ever saying that shit.
Right. So you had a chance to do that shit. That's what's up.
You get locked up, baby.
Shit, I hope not. Damn, low-key, I ain't heard from that nigga since yesterday. Maybe I should have.
That's the first thing. Remember we was thinking about that shit? When you don't hear about a nigga, you be like, damn, either he dead or in jail. Like,
damn. Fucked up, though.
That nigga ain't dead. Nigga.
Right. My man Broder just checked in. What up, though?
Yeah, nigga, because they'll come get us from here. Trust me.
She said, I already know. My nigga Corporate Cody just checked in. What's the dilly, man? So it's my fucking Wednesday, man. Hump day. Day before Thanksgiving, man. Angry Man, what's been popping with you, bro?
Nothing, man. Trying to maintain focus, whatever that is.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But no, I haven't had any bad dreams lately, so I'm cool there.
That's good. Right, I'm like, that's good. Yeah. Crystal Ann just checked in. What up, though?
Been having a lot of fucked up dreams lately, man.
Man.
I mean, all type of shit been happening in my dreams, man. I'm not understanding this.
All right, nigga, I'm curious now. What the fuck?
Hmm? What you doing?
Right, tell us one then, nigga, shit.
I think I tried to share half of it, but Monk didn't want to hear the rest of it. I told you today I got chased up in the church by the Ku Klux Klan, man.
Hold on, what? When did this shit happen?
A couple days ago.
Hey, that was fucking Corporate Cody ass talking about you smiling a lot in this podcast. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Sicky Goofy said,
I don't know.
Cutting me Tiffy said, it's a nice smile. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Girl, you better quit playing. I'll be all of your DMs.
Plus one tomorrow. Huh?
Right, plus one for Thanksgiving on your ass. What the fuck you mean? Anyway, go ahead, Doug.
Nah, but I don't. Miss Angry Fit is probably something I stayed up and watched because, you know, normally I stay up and watch dumb shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened, man. I was just walking up the street, you know, like where, you know, the church is that I go to. I was walking towards the church. And I looked behind me, and there was a bunch of old-ass army vehicles with Ku Klux Klans in it, though.
Army vehicles, though?
Yeah. Damn, you know, like the ones that be on MASH and shit? The old school?
Old school, yeah.
It's like the Purge and shit.
Yeah, no, I turned around, them niggas was on my ass, dog. Like,
word.
Chased me all up in the church, man.
Like, they had hoods on and
shit? Yeah, it was about 50 of them.
50 motherfucking Klansmen.
Yep, and then right when I come back outside...
You need something to hold that shit up.
And, then the motherfucking Nazi vehicles was coming up the street.
Yeah.
Shit. So like I said, it's probably had to happen something I watched before I went to bed.
What the fuck was you looking at?
I have no idea.
This nigga said Nazi vehicles, motherfucking Ku Klux Klan. God damn.
Man, it was real.
Yeah.
You ever had them dreams that you be like, dog, I can't wait till I wake up? Like, you know
or, or them dreams, like when you dreaming and you know you dreaming and shit. Yeah. You ever had those?
Yeah.
That's some weird shit, though. You know what I'm talking about? This nigga talking about he had a similar dream. What this nigga talking about, man? Who? He had a similar dream.
Who?
Corbin Cody, man.
I don't want to hear it.
Man, Locks just checked in. What up, though? Said hood morning, famo. What up, though? Dog, that's fucking funny, man. I ain't had no bad dream in a long time, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I've been having them lately a lot.
Yeah. I had a dream about my OG the other day. That was about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a dream about her. She slapped the shit out of me.
God damn. What? Nigga, I had some regular dreams, bro.
You know, man.
The fuck?
I mean, I wonder what. Like, not too long ago, I had a dream motherfucker was just chopping me in my neck. I'm like, what the fuck? So I thought it was Lil Shy. I turned around, nigga. It was nobody. Nigga was just chopping. I'm feeling these chops in my neck, dog.
No, for real?
Nigga, Hacksaw Jim Duggan in my ass. Like.
This nigga said Hacksaw Jim Duggan, bro.
Nigga just chopping the fuck out my neck, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that shit was fucked up, dog.
Then, this is probably the most funniest one, but it's fucked up, though.
What up?
Yeah. I'm asleep, obviously.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm walking and I just come to a cliff and just fall off that bitch.
The fuck?
Come to find out when I woke up, nigga, I was on the floor. I done fell out the bed.
Oh, yeah, that shit happened to me, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, I just told an embarrassing ass.
I done rolled out that motherfucker.
She rolled out that bitch on the floor.
I woke up on the floor.
We was over my nigga Lance's house, dog. And this is a funny ass dream. We was over my nigga Lance's house, dog. So you know how you and I already had like dreams that you pissing and shit. And
duh.
Whatever. So nigga, me and my wife and shit, you know what I'm saying? We in the bed, nigga. I'm pissing like a motherfucker in my dream. Nigga, I wake up like,
dog, you pissed on yourself,
this,
bro?
This was my last year, dog. I never told nobody.
Wow.
Hey, nigga, I'm that bitch. I'm like, oh,
motherfucker,
shit.
Mr. Peabody.
So nigga, I throw the drawers, dog. I'm trying to hurry up and cover the spot before she wake up and shit. And the pee go to her motherfucking side.
Dog, this nigga pissed the
so,
bed,
nigga,
bro.
I get the motherfucking towels. I'm patting the bitches down. She's like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, I pissed myself. Like, nigga, I was in my dream going ham on the motherfucking pee, dog. Like, woke up, nigga, like.
But I didn't actually had, like, low-key, I didn't actually had dreams where I was pissing, but I didn't actually piss for real.
Yeah, I pissed for real, dog.
That shit, wow.
It woke me at once.
Man.
Yeah, I was
waking nigga up and shit.
Yeah,
man.
I was pissing for about 3 minutes straight, man. And I woke up like, oh damn, I got to go.
Hell no.
Usually it happens, but that's the one time, bro.
Niggas fooling,
that's
dog.
The one time, nigga.
Let me see. Locke said he ain't had a dream in 2 years until you went to Bourbon Street. Oh hell nah.
You dream, you just don't remember it.
That's what I heard. I heard that niggas dream every night. You just don't remember.
And your
shit.
Dreams are actually shorter than what you think. The mother's gonna be like.
Cover me
too if
you said don't ever use the bathroom in a dream.
Shit, I'm trying not to. Shit. UD, only one time.
UDP just checked in. What up though, man? Shout out to Unapologetically Dope, the podcast and shit, man. Make sure that you go to their story and vote for E-Block Radio for podcast of the motherfucking year.
Yeah.
Follow them right now, UDP_the_podcast.
What is it, UDP?
Yeah, okay. Unapologetically Dope, the podcast.
Yeah. And we kind of going at it on one.
Nah, I'm just fucking around with you, though. We both got nominated for one, but we pushing yours.
Oh, no, but that's the one that's by yourself that you just said.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one by ourselves. Yeah, I tagged you in the shit. On Facebook. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought. Anyway, yeah, so we up for podcast of the year, bro.
Oh, yeah? What he up for?
For sure. Best male podcast host.
No, fuck him. We need to go back and win again. He ain't won shit, so he
damn, niggas is hating.
We
gonna get everybody one. Then we gonna get one for Malk and shit for the podcast. Then we gonna get one for beers, bourbon, whiskeys. And I'm pushing in the whole motherfucking crew.
Oh, yeah, we should have motherfucking every time we do a show, we have a whole line of trophies right
hell
there.
Hell yeah, because we in this motherfucking, you feel me? Motherfucking podcast of the year, all that good shit. Anyway, dog. What else been popping with you, though?
Damn, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure. Right, yeah, we in that thing. Shout out to my man Angry Man for not ever checking his social media.
I don't.
That's why every day he come to this motherfucker and say, what we talking about?
I
tagged you in the shit. I guess it don't even make a difference. Shit.
Yeah, I ain't even play tag as a kid, so Jesus, I know nigga. I'm not going to be getting penalty.
Speaking of tag as a kid, nigga, motherfucking dark tag used to be the shit.
Oh,
man.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to you freaky little girls, man. Freaky ass little girls.
How you going to get it?
Hell yeah.
That was a good day,
dog. It was.
You play tag on the fucking block.
Hell yeah, the whole block, dog. Niggas would be hiding so motherfucking good, like, just quit, nigga.
Yeah, niggas just start crying and shit, like, man,
like,
fuck
like,
this.
Like, dog, go get them niggas, dog. Dude, you just gotta holler and shit, like, come on, dog.
Remember that one gangsta ass manhunt game we played?
Hell yeah, when niggas was in the trees and shit.
And we couldn't find that nigga for real.
Bro, this nigga was in a tree, dog.
Nah, we everybody back in front of you, standing in your driveway laughing and shit like, damn, it's been an hour. Where this motherfucker at? We look up the street. Two blocks down, this nigga running up Gunson and shit.
Sick, silly as hell. Yeah, we
still have some fun in 2 hours, nigga. Man. Bring your ass home. Hell
yeah. Right.
That's when you be playing tag too long, you be high. I'm like, damn, this nigga will never find me.
Hell yeah.
Niggas go to the house, start eating cereal and shit.
You figure, right. You figure nigga just went in the crib and shit. Like, this nigga quit or something? Like, what the fuck happened?
The shit out of the neighbors on around the corner. Remember we went? They was sitting on the side of their house. It was at night.
Oh no! Nah, you was telling having, me. I
they was having.
Cause see, first of all, let me explain something. I used to play a lot of tag and shit. a lot of fast running shit. Cause like for whatever reason, I forgot I was fat.
Yeah.
So like I used to do a lot of running and shit. But what I wasn't gonna do, like I did a lot of quick shit, like a lot of running and you know shit like that. But I was in proximity though.
Yeah.
What I didn't do was go long distance. So whenever this nigga talking about some shit that happened off the block, I didn't go. Yeah, because that was gonna be too far to run. Like I could run fast for a short period of time and shit, but like running fast like some blocks,
it was this couple sitting on the side of their house, man. Yeah. They had the little hibachi grill out there, table, music playing on the table, some cards and shit. About 14 niggas just come flying at the goddamn truck.
She scared as hell.
Dog, scared as fuck.
Oh, yeah,
fuck,
she
dude.
Went to scream. My man was like, what the hell going on? And we was like, man, we just playing tag because everybody just kept jumping the fence.
Yeah.
It was about 14 of us and shit.
Dog,
what's good with you, bro?
You imagine right now, shit, you do that shit, man, you might die. Yeah. You might get killed.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You probably had a bullet for each of our ass.
Hell yeah. And we started late, but we about to get into this. Top for real topic, dog. Shit, what's been popping with you, though, Sean? I forgot.
Shit,
like, you new to the morning show, so.
I'm just stressed out, man.
Make sure y'all check out my man, O'Shot versus Everybody.
Yeah, make sure y'all check that out,
podcast.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Best podcast in the world, Craig. But that's up and on, man.
Color me Tiffy said she was never going to run. I was on the porch with snacks. I'd have been right next to your ass and shit.
Yeah.
Eating snacks and rubbing on snacks.
No, man.
Anyway.
My week is stressed out, man. Trying to figure out this whole movie shit. We was talking about that shit, man. Mm-hmm. And trying to find this fucking PS4, dog. Like, I mean, PS5.
Yeah.
We got the 4 already. That shit is a job, dog. Like, and
hey, good luck with that shit. You need a plug, for real.
Trying to find that shit, because you already know this nigga going to be looking crazy as hell if I can't get this bitch. Or I just hand that nigga money. Like, I got the money. You find it.
Chris was like, you go get that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
The fuck you up, he walk out the door and come right back with you.
Hell yeah. But no, I almost had to jump on his ass too, man, because that nigga, sometimes he don't be understanding, nigga, like, that nigga asked for so much shit.
I
say no, he look stupid. So I had to threaten his ass. Like,
you spoiled.
Nigga, I'll fuck you up. No, I ain't gonna do shit. Like,
right.
I'll always be. I'm the tough, super
tough
woman.
Nigga,
bitch. I'll be selling all type of woman tickets. Like,
right.
I'm gonna fuck you up, nigga.
I'm in the strip club slapping hoes.
Hell yeah. So, everything was straight, though, man. Just getting ready. Thanksgiving gonna be. We gonna talk about that. It's gonna be kind of whack this year, because, you know.
Man, it ain't never whack. Don't say that. Still with your family.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
That's true.
So it ain't whack.
Yeah.
You just in the transition right now. So don't say it's whack. You just, like I said, in transition.
Yeah. COVID then fucked everything up a little bit.
Even if y'all sit down and eat a motherfucking DiGiorno, you still with your goddamn family.
Yeah.
Hold on, dog. Real quick, dog. Nigga, fuck DiGiorno's, nigga.
What, you don't fuck with them?
I fuck with them.
Oh.
But, motherfucking Sam's Club got this pizza, nigga.
Oh, shit.
And that bitch way cheaper, dog. Stuff crush, nigga.
But see,
all that shit,
killing
bro.
DiGiorno.
Killing that shit, cuz.
Sam's Club, you have no good ass pizzas that you. Once you walk out, you gotta get that pizza that being that little, what's name?
Oh, you talking about the hot shit.
Nigga.
Yeah. The one at Costco good too, though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the one at Costco.
Which one right there? By my career. That's Sam's Club, right?
That's Sam's Club,
nigga,
right?
That pizza be good as fuck, dog. Like,
yeah.
I will go in that bitch just to get a large pizza, dog.
Nah, the best pizza ever, though, dog, was that fucking liquor store on Jefferson.
Oh, shit. I already know what you're about to say.
That Chicago style?
Yes, dog.
Yeah.
Well, it was like, no, it wasn't even the Chicago style. It was like a pie almost.
Yeah.
Because that bitch had a layer on top.
That was that story down there? Like,
Holcomb. Was it Holcomb?
Yeah.
Yes. Cross street from where your OG used to live.
Yeah. Cross street from the Chinese joint.
Yes.
Dog.
Yeah. The Chinese restaurant was good, too.
Yeah,
but that pizza was
that
good
pizza
as
was fire.
Yeah.
And the little chicken there was fire.
Yeah. No, you go that bitch at 8 o'clock at night, that motherfucker like the club.
Right.
Yeah. You can't even park, nigga, in the
That's like that fucking liquor store here on Gratiot and,
Oh, yeah.
What's that shit. St. Patrick. About no. St. Patrick and shit.
Oh, who sells Chicago style pizza, dog? Because I need one, dog.
Shit. Pizza Populous?
Pizza Populous has got that big ass.
That's Chicago style.
It is. But I thought Chicago style was a sandwich.
No, that's just some other shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
That is Chicago.
That's Chicago style.
I thought Chicago style was just the thick ass crust like Pizza Pablo's. It's the one we're talking about.
That's Chicago style.
Oh, I'm tripping. Okay.
And I ain't had that bitch in a minute because that store had it, and then Payless store on Kercheval and Grand Boulevard.
Damn, handies if y'all listening.
Nigga, so that motherfucker right there in the corner.
This nigga selling grilled pork chops in that motherfucker.
Dude, I saw that shit. Yo, they tripping, bro. I'm not about to eat no pork chops from the liquor store, my nigga. Like, I'm already pressing to eat pizza, my nigga. Like,
only place. I don't even eat pork chops. But if I did, it had to be in K&G.
Hey, Kobe Tippy talking about coming to Chicago and we can get pizza. No, she talking wild. Oh, you from Chicago?
Yeah, help us out. Are we describing the right pizza?
It's a sandwich.
But also, too, though, Chicago, like,
but then you was eating
on holiday time.
Hell no, I gotta wear my hat straight. I gotta take this bitch off. Like, y'all niggas is wild.
So, you won't eat no pork chops from the store, but you eat that motherfucker chicken from the gas station.
Dog, that's different.
This is gas station?
Bro, that motherfucking the chicken, clucks. Crunchy Crispy?
Yeah, crunchy something.
I call it clucks. I don't just like
it. It's crunchy Crispy or some shit.
It used to be on Jefferson and Fields.
I think so, but the one I'm... over
the
there.
The one we're talking about on 9 Mile and Grass and shit.
But same thing. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Same shit. They got one at Mason now, too, and shit. But, dog. Dog, when I tell you, these the best motherfuckers.
Nah, some thick ass.
I'm getting them... Dog, I'm getting some of them bitch today. They're the best motherfucking chicken strips I ever had, nigga. I'm talking about that bitch in a gas station. Like, let me get 5 on pump 6 and that motherfucking 3-piece strip meal, nigga.
Always in gas stations.
Dog, that shit fire.
I only seen one not in the gas station.
Oh, like a whole standalone store?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that shit existed.
Shit, you pass it all the time, probably. Down 8 Mile, what's that, right before Greenfield?
Yeah.
Because when I used to work at Northland, I used to scoop up on
that. And that's what, B-Rock just checked in. What up, though? He said Crunchy on Jefferson across from Belle Isle. He said, that shit, that's the crack chicken. Chicken crack house, boy. Cause Timmy said, I'm hungry now. I ain't fucking with Chuck. Chicken. All right, anyway, let's get to real shit, man. We'll go to commercial break real quick, dog.
Just to talk about more food.
Just to talk about more food, for real. So, real quick, if you're chiming in right now, man, on IG Live, on Facebook Live, on YouTube Live, or on eblockradio.com, dog. This is what we getting ready to do. We getting ready to talk about our funniest Thanksgiving Day stories, dog. You know, I got a couple and shit. One for sure, though. One for sure is going to be hilarious and shit. But yeah, if y'all got stories, man, hit me in the comment box. If you're on IG Live, you can actually hit that join button and you can come in live like you in the motherfucking studio, dog. We about to go to commercial break real quick. We'll be back in like 1 minute, though. Till then, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
And then we'll be Earth, cuz. I almost forgot, dog.
Straight from the East Block Radio, man. The fucking Wake and Bake Show, dog. We'll be back in a couple minutes, man.
Yep.
And then we'll be Earth. Stupid. I need to bring me that
motherfucker. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Hi, travelers. My name is Nicole. I am the owner of the Indy Nicole Collection. I just wanted to come and introduce myself and let you know a little bit about my business. The Indy Nicole Collection was started in 2014. Originally, the name was Clutch by Indy Nicole. I used to make clutch handbags, and I liked making them, but it just wasn't my thing. In 2016, while I was traveling, I kept noticing everyone's travel bag, and it was odd. And that's when it clicked, like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be making travel bags. Like, you're gonna have people carrying your travel bags through the airports. So I went on vacation, I came back, immediately went to the fabric store, came back to the lab, and my first travel bag was made in 2016.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Yeah, we're back, bro. I don't know what the fuck is happening here, though. some crazy shit just went down in the studio. We just found out that somebody may or may not be doing crack.
Nigga doing 51s.
That nigga said 51s, dog.
The heroin and all that
shit. He want me to wait and shit.
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to hit your camera. I was just thinking about that shit, too. Like, damn, I'm hit that shit. Oh, what we doing? Oh, shit. This nigga about to be talking crazy to the motherfucker.
Shit, about to about to get whacked.
My man Diddy say he ain't gonna be that mad now and shit.
What
up? Talking about angry
man. See what I'm saying?
For sure. Color Me Tiffy said, I never tuned in before, but I'm glad I did. For sure, man.
Oh, man, appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you for checking us out. Share us with all your Chicago peoples and shit.
Chi-Town, hey.
You know what I'm talking about? Chi-Town
in the building. Can you send us
some Garrett's? Talk to Tara. What's up?
We got Garrett's here and shit.
It ain't like theirs.
It ain't. Dog, this some goofy shit, though. Again, I done told niggas this shit all the time, but I done been to a lot of places. Nigga ain't never been to Chicago.
Dog.
That bitch like next door. Chicago. I done been everywhere else to say like that.
Send us some of that good ass popcorn.
So we went through that shit.
Send you a shirt.
Huh?
I don't know if y'all color coordinated down there.
Right. Part of my east side, part of my west side.
You just have to let us know what. South side.
South side.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Probably south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
You just got to let us know what color you can or can't wear.
She talking about I'll send a cute one some. Like, shit, who's a cute one?
I take it.
Hey, look, in real life, though, I'm the only one she can see, so right. She got to be talking about me.
Hell yeah.
Like, this IG Live, nigga.
Get
him, dog. No, you stupid. Mind Triggers just checked in. What up, though? May, what's up, baby? Let me see. Where we at? All right, I got to read Crystal Lynn joint. All right, we back, dog. Back in the motherfucking building, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
And there will be motherfucking Earth.
Duh, live on you down, man. E-Block Radio, the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, dog. Wake and Bake with us right now. My man Monk Money not in the building today, but it's cool. We got Angry Man and Shy holding it down.
Yep. What's up?
Some bad Monks somewhere putting in some work, I bet.
Shit, I hope so. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, dog. Let's get to this shit, bro. All right, so we talking about funny-ass Thanksgiving Day stories, bro. What's the deal, dog? Angry Man, you all first and shit. Then we go read Crystal Lynn's too.
Well, I don't know if it's funny. Yeah, I got a couple sad ones.
God damn, nigga, I said funny.
Yeah,
bro.
I got some sad ones too.
Don't want no sad shit, bro.
Kind of funny too.
I mean, not really sad, but just fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Mrs. Angry going hard. You know, we cooking this, cooking that.
Yeah.
Nigga, everything just stopped working.
Damn.
Fuck, power went out and shit?
No, the stove went out.
Oh, damn.
That's fucked up.
The microwave quit working.
Yeah.
So, you know, man, we were just sitting there staring at our shit like, nigga, we in the middle of doing this shit. So I just went outside and got the motherfucking propane grill, nigga.
Yeah.
Fired that bitch up and threw the turkey on that son, bitch, with the macaroni and cheese on that son, bitch.
Nigga, first of all, let me say this, dog. Fried turkey is the best motherfucking thing, nigga.
Hell yeah. Best turkey, dog.
Smoked turkey good,
too. Fried's the best, though.
I think I wasted too much of my life not having fried turkey.
I think I fucked up.
You should have never started that shit.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I figured out how to do it. Uh-huh. The first time I did it, I was scared in the son of a bitch. It took me so long to prep this motherfucker because I did not want to blow up the motherfucking house.
No, right? You feel me?
So, you know, it's a process to that shit. You can't just drop that shit in some grease, dog. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You definitely can't drop that, bitch. You got to lower that motherfucker.
You can't even lower it in grease. You got to literally prepare, dog. Yeah. You know what the fuck? Because, like, shit, how I did it, I filled the whole pot up with water. Dropped the turkey in there.
To see how it was going to work.
Marked it and then took it down a few more notches because you got a little boil room, nigga.
Yeah, I got
that shit boil over on that propane, nigga. You wonder why you hit a fire truck on things.
Hell no.
No, I had to put, yeah, you're right, though.
Yeah, you can't just put some grease on that bitch. You got to make sure your shit is correct.
And then you really got to pay attention, though, because, like, If you don't put enough in that motherfucker, then the top of the turkey ain't go fry.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that shit is.
It's a process because I did mine and I did Gigabytes.
Yeah.
He just showed up with the bitch. I didn't even know.
I remember, dog.
I'm like, what up, man? We coming to chill? This motherfucker say, nah, here. I'm like, what the fuck?
That nigga said, here.
Somebody said, wait, did you cook it in the house?
No.
Oh, somebody, that's what I said.
No, don't do that. Now they do have indoor fires, though. Like, you got a lid on that bitch.
That's something different. But I'm talking about electric with the propane.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But then I had that. Then I had my propane grill. So everything came out just fine because the propane grill ain't shit but an oven anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it turned out good.
Damn.
And then I think the one Thanksgiving I want to forget, but I can't. It's the one, it was just me and my old man living there and shit. Yeah. So now y'all about to start seeing why I'm so fucked
down here, cuz. Shit. Look at this dude die.
Shit. All right.
Put the weed down, cuz.
I'm about to, nigga.
Put it down.
Wake and bake for your ass.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Tall Girl Tuesday? What's good?
To watch the game and shit, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't smell nothing cooking.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
man,
shit.
Look, man, what the fuck, man? And so I see Pops getting ready for work. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. You normally don't go to work till 6. What the business? He like, shit, I'm going to go work the parade and get these extra hours.
Yeah.
So and then I'm going to go to work after that. I'm like, yeah. So I'm just going to be sitting here by myself? And he was like, I'll be back. Yeah. Why did this, I don't know where he got it from or how he found it.
Duh.
This motherfucker went and got me a large Domino's meat lovers. A large Little Caesars meat lovers,
yeah.
And a large Pizza Hut meat lovers.
Yeah.
And that's what I have for fucking Thanksgiving.
Darn, back then, shit wasn't really open on Thanksgiving. So yeah.
That's what I said. How the fuck did you get it?
Because, like, now shit be open. Like, niggas don't give a fuck about holidays.
Yeah, because Family Dollar said they opened at 5. I'm like, damn.
Don't give a fuck about holidays.
Back then, he was like, I finally found out. It took him a minute to do it because he had to go to them different places. But, you know, because of the game was open. Back then, it was so much shit open downtown.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know it's a Domino's dead smack in the middle of downtown.
Some Domino's down there?
Hell yeah.
Where that bitch
at? I think it is, though. Right on
Ward. Right around from the CompuWare building. It's a Domino's right there on the corner.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Yeah,
for real?
I think I did. Yeah.
Right before you get to
Cadillac Towers. Plaza is what they called it. Cadillac Plaza.
It's fucking Domino's down there.
It's right there. Yeah,
dog, fuck me up. It's a fucking 7-Eleven down there.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah,
I didn't leave
it. CVS and shit.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
That bitch right around the corner from the CompuWare building.
Hell no, I'm tripping. Hey, real quick, go read Crystal Lynn joint. Crystal Lynn 82, what up, though? She said, I ate too much cake mix and got food poisoned on Thanksgiving and went to emergency. Duh. Dog, cake mix used to be the shit, though, bro.
Hell yeah.
Like, when my grandma used to make motherfucking cakes, boy, that shit was, damn, we got a whole gang of shit. Hold on.
Did they feed you in the hospital at least on Thanksgiving?
Shit, I hope so.
That's some cafeteria.
B-Rock, for sure, dog. He said, vote E-Block Radio for Podcast of the Year. Yeah, for sure.
Good luck, dog. Good luck.
Yeah.
Vote E-Block.
Color me Tiffy said we can wear any color, by the way. Okay, I ain't know, man.
We just
shit.
Checking now.
Hell yeah. Let me see. Oh shit, my sister checked in. What up, though? She said my stove. Oh shit, hold on. My stove went out every year during Thanksgiving back in the day. Dog, that's for real.
Hell yeah.
It seemed like every time it was Thanksgiving time, dog, her shit would go out, dog.
That shit, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. My man Diddy say he be in that bitch all the time. Like, dog, I did not know that shit.
What?
Must be talking about the Domino's and shit.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah, Tiffy said her stove went out Monday. Shit, well, we ain't coming to Chicago to your stove.
That's fucked up.
Oh, shit. Nigga, man. I'm not reading that shit, dog. Fuck, I'm reading, dog. This nigga, corporate color, dog. This nigga talking about best male dancer goes to. What's wrong with this nigga, dog?
Crazy, man.
Anyway,
so
dog.
So he said that shit, talk about you hit roller.
First of all, don't think about that. Don't think about me hit rolling. That shit.
Can we lose that?
Yeah, can we lose that whole shit, bro? I don't even want to. I don't even want to see that
and
shit.
And I'm gonna hit
this nigga goofy as hell, man.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm talking about
shot,
that.
Man, what's up, dog? What's your funny motherfucking Thanksgiving story, dog? I'm not fucking with this.
Man, my Thanksgiving stories, man, been pretty. All of them been pretty good, dog. I say like I probably had some sad ones, like because I think my first one without being in the city, dog. So, you know, my brother family down there and whatever, dog. So, you know, we going over their people house to, eat Thanksgiving, dog.
I already love.
So, if anybody know me, nigga, like, back then, like, even now, our family get together. Like, it could be homies. We going to get together and, you know what I'm saying, kick it or whatever. So, I'm thinking same shit. So, you know, usually you celebrate Thanksgiving after the Lions game. Like, if you going to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Lions game go off about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, because that bitch come on at 12:30.
Nigga, my brother waking up at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, getting ready, getting dressed. Nigga, we get over his in-law's crib at like 12. We eat Thanksgiving dinner at 12 o'clock, though. I'm like,
this
what the
12.
Fuck, bro? We eat Thanksgiving and watching the Lions. You know, this particular Lions game, they won against I don't know if y'all remember it, when they beat the fuck out of Green Bay and then start losing after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, dog, the whole thing about that made me mad, dog. Shout out to my sister-in-law. She can cook. She can cook. But the motherfucking macaroni, it wasn't like, you know, macaroni shells, the elbow shells, whatever. Yeah. It was like spaghetti.
Huh?
So she made her macaroni with spaghetti shit.
Okay. With spaghetti noodles?
Wait a minute. Are we talking spaghetti noodles or like the big linguine noodles?
No. Spaghetti noodles.
I don't want that.
Like straight spaghetti?
Yes. Yes. So.
Hold on. Macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
What the fuck? She even look
she
like?
She's the one person that I know that that don't never made macaroni with the elbow little macaroni junk. It's always the spaghetti strings, dog. So that's the one thing I was mad about. The second thing I was mad about.
I don't even know what that shit is. I'm like, what? Spaghetti and cheese.
Yeah, that's all.
Right, it's cheese spaghetti.
The second thing I was mad about was it was no cranberry sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Was, I can do without that.
No, yeah, I can fuck do that. Hell no. If you got dressing, you got to have cranberry sauce. So I'm mad about that. The dressing wasn't tip top. You know what I'm saying? It was okay. It wasn't like the, you know. And then they had things that I eat on an everyday basis, you know what I'm saying, on Thanksgiving, though. They had jambalaya. They had, like, mashed potatoes and stuff that you could eat on a regular day.
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed. There was no ham. They had fucking turkey and roast. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. Like, and then we got home and fucking...
I'm still fucked up over the fucking spaghetti, yeah. Macaroni and cheese. Spaghetti. What the fuck is that?
Yes, though. I don't know.
Damn, bro.
So then it was no liquor. Nobody getting drunk. Nobody talking shit. Oh, God, it was just a straight dinner. Like, I could see, like, motherfucking
the Huxtables
the Fresh Prince or some shit like that. I'm Will Smith. Everybody else square.
Yeah.
So it was like, afterwards, we left, though, like, 3 o'clock. And then I'm like, damn. Ain't shit else to do.
And so this earlier sale, dog, Candy just popped back in. She said, our Thanksgiving's be like the club. It do, yeah, it though. Do, 12 dog. Until 3. It do. For real. Do.
So that was my worst
thing. My man Diddy said, it's time to get up and walk out.
Dog. Yeah, dog.
Dog, fucking.
Bro.
Please make me understand that. Fucking macaroni and cheese with spaghetti noodles.
I remember my brother was like, yeah, we having this, that, macaroni. I'm like, where macaroni at?
Bro.
Right there. I'm like, okay.
Nigga, I do not understand that shit at all, dog.
But you know what, though? I ain't mean to cut you off, but the one thing I do like about, you know, Thanksgiving in the Angry House.
No drinks.
Oh, no, we getting fried.
We
try to do something different every year.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
One year we had a Mexican Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
With none but Mexican food. Man.
Okay.
Enchiladas and, you know, I mean.
Now, when y'all do that, though, do y'all still go somewhere else and eat, like, regular food?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Then one year we had a summer Thanksgiving where we barbecue ribs and, you know, chicken, macaroni and cheese and gravy. Yeah.
I can then, fuck with that.
I mean, we tried. And then we had a fish fry one year.
Yeah, see, I just need that. I need that because that's the one time you really going to eat turkey and like.
Yeah, I mean, but after after 2-3 days, you can only make so many turkey sandwiches,
right? Talk with Tyra said, have you ever had a drop a whole pan of mac and cheese moment?
Oh, hell no.
I've seen it.
Kick a nigga unless the macaroni and cheese was trash.
Yeah.
Nephew about to pop in. Classic pothead, we about to pull you in, dog. He just requested to come in live.
That nigga say spaghetti roni and cheese.
Spaghetti roni, dog.
What
the fuck
is
that, bro?
She said it sounded dope what you was talking about.
Yeah, just try something different every year.
Yeah, doing something different. It is dope.
But the fish fry was off the
Classic pothead, what's up, my guy?
Nah, man. Tapping in the show, man. Y'all niggas good.
For sure, man. You waking and baking and shit. I see you.
You already know.
What's up, Classic? And bake,
for sure.
What up, y'all?
What's up, Pop?
Shit, man. Some of y'all niggas stories. I was shy and shit. I definitely was not in Texas.
Hold on, but you do.
Been mad as hell.
Now, you don't remember the motherfucking, the time she made macaroni like that?
Hell no, I don't remember that shit.
Oh, yeah. She made that shit. You probably just wasn't paying attention. Thought that shit was some cheesy spaghetti.
I ain't eating neither, man, because I don't.
Hell no, they couldn't have ate that shit.
Oh, she said, Tall Girl Tuesday said spaghetti roni.
No, for real, fucking spaghetti roni, nigga. That shit sound disgusting.
No, that was like a sad.
Yeah, I don't got no motherfucking, I don't got no story and shit. I was just locking in with y'all niggas.
Oh, that's what's up, dog.
Hey, nigga, I'll see y'all later. Y'all coming through with Q and shit.
Yeah, I heard we having pre Thanksgiving turn up and shit, though, so. Yeah.
Better than grab some weed. Y'all grab the lick. We at that bitch.
Y'all already know, dog. Hey, all right, my nigga, I'll catch you in a minute.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
For sure. Dog, so, nigga, spaghetti roni. First of all, that's terrible.
So
it
wouldn't
be terrible because you got to think. Motherfuckers eat ramen, cheesy ramen noodles. Ain't that the same shit?
Now, I can't tell y'all this, though.
I mean, I don't eat cheesy ramen
noodles.
Yeah,
me neither. I can't tell y'all this, though, before you get to your story, though. One story that was kind of, like, sad, but it was kind of cool at the same time. My mom and dad never had, like, the most money.
Uh-huh.
So we never really bought turkeys. We get our own little individual personalized Cornish hen.
Yeah.
So
our Cornish hens used to be the shit.
Yeah. So you get your Cornish hen. My mom made some dressing. Yeah. Some glory greens.
Nigga said glory greens.
Yeah.
And, glory greens is A1 though. Shit.
Yeah, but you got to drink that.
A lot of motherfuckers be fugazing.
Yeah,
they tripping.
And
that
then
shit good
just a little ham and stuff. Like we ain't had that much, but like we got down. Like,
yeah. And then everybody got down at grandma's house and shit.
You already know.
So whatever you had at the crib, nigga, it ain't mean shit till you got the grandma's house, dog. Man,
yeah. Those are the families that I miss.
Fat arm grannies.
Yeah, that's what we saying. We was somebody on the show, man.
Fat arm grannies with dusters. Yeah. Always wearing the motherfucking moos.
Humming and shit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. When you got those big arms and shit, dog.
That's when you know the food gonna be good, nigga.
Them motherfuckers. What's that one on Martin, like, pass the peas like it used to do. Right. Pass the peas.
Duh. Fucking Martin, duh.
Hey, that was them grannies that can cook without being in the kitchen.
Hell yeah.
Hey, so look, dog. This
question is good.
Speaking of grannies, though, I'm surprised this wasn't one of your stories. This is a story that we share and shit, dog. Speaking of grannies, I love my grandma to death, dog. I do.
Oh.
I really do.
Damn.
We was at my granny. This is my other granny and shit. Shout out to my granny and shit. But, so we over here for Thanksgiving. What year? So me and the nephews came with me and shit. So we chilling. They serving dinner and shit. So I know this man love dressing. Like, this man love dressing. He drowning with cranberry sauce and shit, but he love dressing. So he was getting ready to get up and come fix his plate. So I told him, like, cuz, granny dressing ain't really all that fire, bro. I'ma tell you like this, dog. My grandma cooked everything else wonderfully, dog.
Man.
But her dressing is, like, so not on point. I ain't want to put my grandma out here like this.
He didn't mud like.
Dog, I'm trying to tell, like, dog, don't do it. Because he done piled it up. I'm like, don't.
Stove-top stuff for them.
Man, I'm not sure, dog. My granny dresses ain't that great, man.
Maybe she got tired. Dressing was the last thing.
No, my granny dress has been like that all my whole life.
And my grandmother-in-law, I told her granddaughter, like, she was in the running for the worst dressing ever contest, dog. Like, they was neck and neck, dog. They were bumping heads, dog. But yeah. She became a little bit better last year. It was better. I think she laid off on the motherfucking sage.
Dog, the sage would be that's killing what fucking it. Up, dog. The sage killed it, bro.
That bitch look like you eating a pile of shit, dog. You got so much sage on it.
That was one story, though. But my all-time favorite fucking funniest shit, though, is when I was in Colorado, dog. And I came to this bitch, bro. Surprised motherfuckers, dog. Man,
That surprise went all over the place.
That surprise went all left, bro. Like, I'm talking about, first of all, like I said, I ain't gonna put everybody on blast and shit, but I left that bitch because, like, I was living in Colorado and shit. I hadn't seen my family in a few months. So I was coming home for Thanksgiving, but I ain't tell nobody. Except motherfucking nephew and angry principal and shit. Right, so they the only two that knew. So nephew only knew because he had to come get me from the airport. So I figure I'm gonna sneak up on motherfuckers and shit, dog. So the woman I was with at the time and shit, dog. She blew a complete gasket, nigga. I'm talking about nobody had heard from me, so like she panicked and shit, right? So I mean, she called my apartment complex. She called the police to do a wellness check, nigga.
Oh, she called the gym.
She even called the gym to see if I had been to the gym that morning, nigga. Like. Funny as hell. And like, so when I finally pulled up and shit, like she was mad and happy at the same time. I don't think you ever seen her shit like that. Like, she was smiling but crying and shit. Like, she was mad as hell, bro.
That was funny as fuck.
That shit went, yeah. I mean, she went to calling my sisters, the homies.
And so now everybody's scared because they think this nigga dead.
Right, now everybody's scared now and shit. Like even Mark hit me up and shit. I finally answered the phone for him. He was like, dog, nigga, do something. Cause this motherfucker calling me every 10 minutes, trying to see how I heard from you, dog.
Like motherfucking Eddie Murphy on Boomerang. Can you check and see if he was acting this?
No, and then of course they called my sister. So like it was going crazy.
Yeah, her and grandma nigga, they was tripping. Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell y'all what's dope though about family though, like real quick though, is that and like not to change it from a funny story to like some motherfucking sappy shit, but. Like, it was at that moment that I realized, like, damn, these niggas really love me, dog. These niggas really fuck with me.
They really fuck with me.
A lot of people don't really, I think you take that shit for granted. I ain't gonna lie, I think I was taking that shit for granted until that moment. I'm like, damn, these niggas really, and another thing they did too, though. Everybody was low key, like a little bit panicking and shit, but nobody told my mama because they didn't want her to panic.
No. Yeah.
Dog, that's crazy, though, right?
Because I remember when I heard the story. And we were standing outside right before you left. And I don't know if you remember, but the last thing I said to you, man, don't do that shit again, dog.
Duh.
I said, don't do that shit no more.
Yeah.
I said, because you did have motherfuckers.
She gonna give me the finger.
You had motherfuckers like, man, now we gotta go look for this nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, I was chill. But I was like, dog,
Wait, what is they got? Yeah.
I fucked up because my best Thanksgiving was when I came and surprised niggas.
Yeah. For sure.
You chipped in on the ticket, nigga.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Dog, for me and my son coming out here, dog, we paid like what, $650?
Something like that, yeah.
For Thanksgiving, because it was my first Thanksgiving away from the crib.
From the crib, yeah.
So, nigga, I came over here, dog. I remember I came to surprise everybody, dog. My grandma and my auntie was at the store getting shit. So I'm down here because granddad let me in. So I'm in his mud right here, you know what I'm saying, doing some other things. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Oof, yes.
I hear not. So I open the door and they like, oh, they just go crazy and shit, yeah, like that, man. Dog. It was dope for everybody to be happy. Like you said, and then I roll it to my brother when he played college ball. So hell, I go in the gym like, hey, Mel, you look, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, it was dope.
It'd be dope when you see, like, you know, a lot of times you lose track of that shit. Like, people fuck with you, like, people really love you and shit. I just want to say that shit because it's holiday time and niggas be in their feelings. My nigga Ricky, what up, though?
Ricky Steamboat.
For sure, just you checked know, in and shit. Niggas be in their feelings, man, like, for real, like, real quick, though. Again, not to get off on the side note, but if you feeling some kind of way, nigga, or like, nigga, tell somebody.
No, call me, nigga.
Call some, do something, shit, I don't know.
You know, Angry Baby was born on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
When I was in Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, you know,
my nigga,
like,
Bo just checked in, what up, though?
What up, Bo? I'm sitting there, you know, got the Lions. My man just gave me a 50-inch screen TV, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I got my grill sitting outside, and it was just me because I was in Iowa.
Yeah.
So I, you know, had my steaks on my little grill, had my baked potato in the oven.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Get a phone call. I think I'm about to go into labor. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, here's what I'm about to do.
Right, nigga, 9 hours away.
I'm about to walk down the street and get me another case of beer before the next game starts, and I'm going to call you back.
Yeah.
By the time I walked down there and came back, she was like, well, she here. I'm like, what you mean she here? She's like, well, I didn't have her already, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
when can quick you, ass labor.
Yeah, hell she yeah. said, when can so, you get here? I said, shit, I'm out of here tonight, nigga.
Yeah, for
first
sure.
thing in the morning.
Yeah, that's a super memorable one. Yeah. Hey,
Out the League Sports just checked in. What up, though?
What's happening? She just talked to her as, like, I know spade games are mandatory, laugh out loud, but do you guys play any other games at dinner, like, afterwards?
Spades usually is the shit, like, especially at my grandma's
house. Spades are tough.
At my grandma's house, though, it was fucking Bid Whiz, because everybody was old, nigga.
Yeah,
it was Bid, and that's how I learned how to play Bid Whiz. So niggas look at me like, nigga, how you know how to play? Like, dog, I used to play with my granddad, and my granddad was a gambler.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So it wasn't playing.
Oh, no, he wasn't playing. So I used to sit next to him and shit, and he would, like, show me, like, how to play. Like, so that's how I learned. And, boy, I'm telling you, him and my mom used to be on teams. Crazy. Bill is a crazy motherfucking game.
A lot of people will not play me and Mrs. Angry in spades. Yeah. They won't. We'll fuck your spade party up.
Man.
And I don't know how we do
it.
And motherfuckers, I swear, because we used to have to throw car parties, and we used to go to, you know, because it was in a circle.
Yeah.
Each one of us used to host a car party.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers hated it when we came. They stopped inviting us at one point.
I ain't gonna lie. As far as spades go, like, my best partner in life, dog. Shout out to my cuz, nigga. Me and Peaches, like, I don't know how we be doing that shit, but we play really well together, like, for sure.
We gonna have to put on a little game.
Hey,
man.
I'm trying to tell you, dog.
I'm
gonna
teach my wife how to do that shit, dog.
We gonna have to put on a little game, because
she don't play cards at all?
We tried to teach her, man, before this whole pandemic. She was learning, but then I get mad as fuck, because...
Because
I cussed my off with a 2. Bam, I won that bitch. Get on her, nigga. Here she go with motherfucking Joker. Like, what the fuck? You just
right. Yeah, you got to know that shit.
So I'm telling her, like, duh, whenever you see some shit like that, you got to know how to play. Like, when I became an adult, I see how you got to strategize with that shit.
Oh, yeah. You got to strategize for the other people and your partner. Like, all that shit.
I don't know what Biz Wiz is.
I think,
she don't know what Biz Wiz is?
Me and Miss Angry Chemistry.
It's a card game.
Yeah, me and Angry, our chemistry is we both just play to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't worry about what's in my hand. Play to win.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to worry about what's in your hand, though.
We already got it up in here that play to win. If you playing that, obviously you playing that for
a
reason.
But then you got to set people up, like, if you throw out the...
Yeah, because, like what if win. I ain't paying attention and I realize... Or I didn't realize that you cutting motherfucking hearts.
Then
I'm
gonna punch you in the motherfucking jaw for
nothing. That's what I'm saying. So you gotta pay attention.
My thing is this: if I
play, no, but still play to win. Play your hand. Don't worry.
Yeah, because if I throw out,
I'm gonna play mine. You play.
Or if you got a heart and I'm eating this bitch, but I know you probably got the ace over there. Like, I'm
play
fucking up
to win.
Nah, nigga, I should be going like off.
See, my thing is, I want you to read. If I throw out an ace, a heart, or whatever. What's the highest one? The ace. If I throw out the ace, bam. And then right after, I
won't be on this nigga team.
No.
That nigga say, what's the highest card?
I got a brain fart, nigga. So I throw out the ace, bam. And then if I come back with a two, that means I'm trying to see if you got the motherfucking king. So I'm just trying to, because that means
that nigga Bo say play to win. Yeah, Angry Man, that's why he gonna be my OG.
Because now I'm trying to let you know that I don't have a king. I'm throwing out my lowest card.
But see, the thing is, if you go into the game already knowing that you, I mean, sometimes we have took L's. It wasn't a lot of L's we took, and I can honestly say that I can probably count on one hand how many L's we actually took.
Yeah.
But we both go into the game knowing. She's playing aggressive, I'm playing aggressive. Yeah. So we already know that about each other.
Yeah.
So we already know, like, it's kind of like we play the game like I'm playing against three people.
Yeah. So you would take that L if she cut your shit.
Yeah.
Because she was playing to
win. She was playing to win.
But then what was that extra book that y'all needed, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, like I said, hell. I mean, Mike Tyson lost a fight, but he's still a bad motherfucker. We lost a game or two, but we still some bad.
And you know what else a dope game though? It ain't a card game though. Yeah. What's the shit?
Left, right, center.
Oh, that shit dope.
Y'all but I'm
gonna say, what is it? Black card revoked. That should be funny as hell, bro. It's like you forget how much nigga shit we know.
Yeah,
like for real. And how much nigga shit some people just don't know.
I never played that before.
Mm-hmm.
And explain that to me, because this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, so it's Black Card Revolt. So basically, like, you got cards and shit, and on there, it's got little clues to shit. Like, for instance, this was one that was funny as hell to me, though. We was at shout out to my man EB's, you know. We was out at they crib. And, like, you flip the card over, and it said, taking over for the 99-2000, right? Yeah. So automatically, you know, it's motherfucking back that ass up, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, that you got to guess, like, what the reference is.
Oh, okay.
So, like, and it's all nigga shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
wow.
Fun, and it's like, if you don't know it, like, nigga, yo, black card get revoked. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what it is.
And
that
shit gonna be gone.
Right? because it'll quote movies and shit. Yeah. So, like, sometimes niggas don't
like,
be.
That's kind of like, I'm gonna get on some gay shit for a minute. That's kind of like when we was coming back from Cedar Point.
Oh, 20, what was it? Three questions?
Some shit, I don't know. But we wrote that bitch
first of all. First of all, let me tell you that we went to Cedar Point and shit. This was many moons ago and shit. And it was me and the shorty I was with and Angry and Mrs. Angry and shit. So we riding back. Niggas had, on some real little kid shit, niggas had been all in the water park and shit. Like, niggas was tired. Because, like, you know, water make you tired. Man,
water make you tired, boy.
So we driving back from Ohio and shit. We riding and shit. Niggas niggas sleep and shit. I'm like, dog, I mean, this bitch solo dolo driving. Like, my eyes getting heavy and shit. Then the chick I was with and shit just bust out this little game. It was like three questions or five questions.
Some shit.
So basically, you got to ask three questions. And then, like, you gotta guess who you talking about and shit.
Yeah.
So like, dog, she woke up, started playing that game. Me and her started playing. Them two niggas woke up. Nigga, we started drinking and shit, laughing like a motherfucker. Just played this game, nigga. Like playing games and shit though. Like just to get back on the family shit, cause it's after 11. We gotta get up out of here. But just get back on the family shit. Like playing games and shit, cars, whatever it is. Like that should be dope as hell. Like don't get caught up in all the technology and shit, doing all this electronic shit. Like, get back to some regular shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Some of those games where it could be an icebreaker, though.
It is an icebreaker and it's interactive.
Yeah, but you
as
know,
a way for, like, in some games where, like, kids can be involved in all this shit.
You know what game that I think kids need to get back to? And it got me thinking a certain different way as a kid.
What mm-hmm.
is Monopoly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like,
It's two things you have to do when you play Monopoly. You have to be able to count.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to read.
Yeah. You know hell yeah, because you be on
that
spot.
Was, no, because for real, that
and low, and low-key, you got to make good business decisions.
Yeah, that was one of my learning points as a kid. When I was real young, I was struggling with reading.
Yeah.
And that's how my mother, you know, RIP, ma. You know, it's a long time ago if I said my mother.
For sure.
That's right. How she used to get me to read and make it fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, I learned how to count. Man, I can count money.
Oh, yeah.
Without a calculator.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the thing. I think Shit, Monopoly only went away because adults was getting frustrated. Yeah. Kids love playing that shit. Yeah, it's grown niggas who hate that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
And they got the Detroit Monopoly now too at Walmart.
Yep.
I think I'm
gonna go find that shit. Because I said, it teaches you a couple things without even knowing you're being taught something.
Facts. Yeah, you for sure got a count. Damn. You for sure got to know how to read because you reading that card.
Hell yeah, you got to. And you got to have comprehension. You got to understand what you read.
Hell yeah.
Right.
That's how she got me to,
Because look, this ain't funny, but that's true though. Like a lot of niggas can read but don't have no comprehension skills, nigga. Like you read it, but you don't know what the fuck it's saying.
ADD, when you like you read some shit but you just forget immediately.
Yeah.
Like nigga.
Oh yeah.
I think I had that shit when I was a little nigga, like for real. I'd be reading some shit like, what do it mean? Like
Like you said, just looking at the teacher in their face. Like
that's why when I started reading it, I just started highlighting shit I thought was important, nigga. Yeah. Whole motherfucking book highlighted, nigga. Like,
I mean, okay, that's what you're supposed to do.
And I had to learn patience with that shit too. Being in the public, because somebody, I'll be like, it's right over there. Read the instructions. It's right fucking there. Yeah. You just read it.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to, you know, back myself up on that. Because
everybody, like, they reading the comprehension skills. Yeah, ain't exactly A1.
Sometimes I had to go over there. I had to go over there, motherfucker, a couple of times. Like, hold on, he said right here. Do.
Right.
Go back. Nigga, I forget shit that I write, nigga, as far as music. Nigga, I don't even know my songs, nigga. That shit just play. I'll be like, damn, that shit was fire.
I said that?
Yeah.
Like, right.
But that's one thing that's being a writer. You can't never proofread your own shit.
Yeah. Facts.
Nah, because you gonna read it the way you intended it.
Yeah,
you gonna read it the way you intended it.
Or if you're the only person that can proofread it, read it backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. To throw you off.
Yep, read it backwards.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Because writing, if you're doing your own writing and shit, like, you go read it the way you intended it, even if it don't say it like that on the page.
That's why I read it backwards, and you'll find out what you fucking
what don't make sense. Yeah, damn. Hell that's true. That's true of you. A little lesson for y'all niggas. Hell and shit. Yeah. It's after 11, man. We about to get up out of here, though, man. We had some fun today talking about some old Thanksgiving Day stories and shit. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. All the new people who just checking in, man, make sure that you do subscribe to our YouTube channel, man. So hit that subscribe button so you can see us every time we go live. Salute to the motherfucking Shy versus Everybody podcast, Cannabis Analyst, Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast, the Pimpin' the Pros podcast, and, of course, the E-Block Radio motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, dog.
Yeah.
Make sure you tap in and shit. If you go to UDP_the_podcast, you still got a couple of hours. You can vote for us for podcast of the motherfucking year, dog. Because we in this bitch, dog. All right, so I'm not sure. Chris and Lynn said great show, guys. Thanks. Happy holidays to you as well. Thank you for checking in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell some more friends and shit. Friday after Thanksgiving, I ain't sure.
Let's do it.
You good? All right, because I ain't know if you ain't got to be in early then.
No, I'm free. Let's do it.
All right, so fuck around. We here Friday after Thanksgiving. We go come with some Thanksgiving Day good stories, hopefully, and then we'll talk about something else, of course. Shit, till then, man, whatever y'all niggas do, man, I tell y'all this every time we go off air, man, whatever y'all go do today and tomorrow and shit before we see y'all on Friday, make sure that you do arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, bro, you already know what it is, the Livest Podcast Network on the planet.
And there will be Earth.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Podcast Network, man. It is the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Hey, last note on some real shit. You guys enjoy your family because during this pandemic, this could be our last Thanksgiving on Earth.
Wow.
So enjoy it.
My man Shy holding it out.
Hey, man. Enjoy your family, man. Poor or rich. Shit, I guess it's enjoy the day.
For sure.
God damn it.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis. And what do I got to say? Nothing. I guess I don't really have shit to say, man. Enjoy y'all Thanksgiving and shit. I already said it, man. Just arrive alive, dog. And again, I said this shit before, dog. All jokes aside, real shit, dog. We active on the internet and everywhere and shit. So people know us, people listen to us and shit. And I just want to let you know that we listen as well. Like, if you got a for real problem, like, if you feeling some kind of way, shit, just even hit us up. Talk to somebody. Because, like,
we'll talk back.
Yeah, we'll talk back to you. Because just don't fuck around. Like, nigga, somebody love you. Shit. You know what I'm talking about?
We'll get you some spaghetti roni cheese.
No, spaghetti roni, right?
Spaghetti roni, dog. Yeah,
for real. Shit. Nah, we up out of here, dog. To the next time, man. You already know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
And there'll be Earth.
We up out this bitch, man. Peace out, dog.
Yeah.
I gotta say this shit 6 times. Oh, she said send an info so she can vote. Alright, babe, I'm about to send you info. I'm gonna send you a post. All I gotta do is type in E-Block Radio.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show. Live on eblockradio.com.